USA Radio News.
The White House is dialing back President Biden's comments about removing Russian President Putin from power during a televised speech in Poland Saturday.
We will have a different future, a brighter future, rooted in democracy and principle. For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
White House officials later said Biden meant that Putin should not be allowed to exercise power over his neighbors in the region, not calling for regime change. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is calling for NATO military backup. In a video message, Zelensky said his country is only asking for 1% of NATO's tanks and planes, and said it makes him wonder, quote, who is ruling the Euro-Atlantic alliance. Former President Donald Trump was in Commerce, Georgia last night for a rally for GOP candidates. Speaking to supporters at the event, he once again hinted at a White House run in 2024.
We just may have to do it again.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I really love this product. I really do. I do a lot of kayaking and hiking and skydiving and stuff like that. I'm very active. But I did notice that, hey, time was catching up. And, you know, I wasn't at the stamina where I was used to. But ever since I've taken this stuff, I feel great. I've been hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. Just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's the pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
About 8,000 homes have been evacuated near Boulder, Colorado because of a fast-moving wildfire. The Boulder Office of Emergency Management says the fire quickly grew from 60 acres to over 120 with zero containment Saturday, causing about 19,000 residents to flee their homes. No injuries have been reported so far. No word of damages. A construction worker was killed in Boston after falling 9 stories at a parking garage that had partially collapsed. This is Boston Fire Commissioner Jack Dempsey.
We secured the area. He was pronounced by Boston EMS as non-viable, and that put us in the recovery mode. So that's where we're at this point.
Nearly 50,000 grocery workers voted to strike if needed when seeking higher wages from stores owned by Kroger and Albertsons in Southern California. The United Food and Commercial Workers International Union has been seeking significantly higher and equal pay, sufficient staffing, and enough working hours in their negotiations with the grocers, which began on January 28th. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Speaking in Poland on Saturday, President Biden called on all democracies to give humanitarian aid to help Ukrainian refugees.
Helping these refugees is not something Poland or any other nation should carry alone. All the world democracies have a responsibility to help. All of them. And the people of Ukraine can count on the United States to meet its responsibility.
There is a chance for more severe weather to hammer the southern United States this week. By Tuesday, a new system out of California will begin a quick move towards Kansas. At the same time, humidity from the Gulf of Mexico and high winds are predicted to trigger another outbreak of tornadoes and hail in central and east Texas and parts of Oklahoma. By midweek, the southern portion of the storm system will pose a threat to communities in Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, western Alabama, and Tennessee. Two of the men's NCAA's Final Four are set. As Villanova moved up after beating Houston 50-44 in San Antonio last night, it's the third Final Four appearance for the Wildcats since 2016. Duke also made a statement with a decisive 78-69 win over Arkansas, the Blue Devils prolonging the career of legendary head coach Mike Krzyzewski. Later today, 10th-seeded Miami squares off with the top-seed Kansas Jayhawks, and 15th-seeded St. Peter's looks to continue their upset run when they meet 8th-seeded North Carolina. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.